You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I write about the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago and Bears Wire. I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis, and today we're going to preview the Chicago Bears' upcoming free agency by turning our attention to their own free agents. They have about 20 players whose contracts are set to expire when the new league year starts next week, and so we'll look at them in a couple of ways. First, are the Bears likely to bring them back? I mean, what are the chances realistically of each of these free agents to come back to Chicago next year? And then B, do we think the Bears should try and bring them back? Are they worthy of returning to this team for a playoff push in 2019? Or would the team be better served to try and make an upgrade at their respective positions? Real quick, before we get too deep into this, I want to ask a favor of you, the loyal listener of this podcast. I want to try something a little bit different for next Monday's podcast. Next Monday will be the opening of the free agent tampering period, where teams can open it up and start negotiating with free agents before Wednesday is when contracts can actually be signed. And so what I'd like to do is rely on you and get your Bears free agent wish list. What I'd like you to do is leave us a voicemail on the Locked On Bears voicemail and text line, 312-620-8590, and I want to hear which upcoming free agents from other teams you want the Bears to pursue this offseason, whether it's just one big fish that you'd like to see them go after and add that impact player to this team, or if there's a few guys that kind of catch your eyes from other rosters across the NFL that are going to hit the open market. I want to hear your guys' wish lists, your guys' predictions for free agency. I'll throw mine in there together, and hopefully we can collectively put together a nice Bears free agent wish list to get us going into the NFL tampering period. So I hope to hear from all of you out there as you take advantage of this two-way communication, not just me talking in your ears, but you joining in the show and sharing your thoughts on this upcoming free agency. Again, the phone number 312-620-8590. Leave us a voicemail. Let me know your thoughts and what you want out of the upcoming free agency. Because I think when we take a big picture look at sort of the off-season team building strategy, it seems to me that there should be this push for continuity. That I think the more I've been thinking about it, and I want to know if you agree with this, that the longer I look at this, I see a team that if you could start 2019, the regular season, with the exact same roster, top to bottom, all 53 players that you started 2018 with, I think you would be in a very good spot for the Bears team. Now, obviously, the loss of Vic Fangio transitioning over to Chuck Pagano makes that impossible at this point. The ship has totally sailed on complete and total top-to-bottom continuity, and realistically, that never happens for any team in any offseason. But when you really look at it, it is within the realm of possibility of pretty much maintaining most of the roster that you saw from last year. And I think this Bears team is in a position where they don't really have to tweak anything. And they could, in theory, come back with the exact same roster top to bottom and potentially be an even better football team in 2019 with the same group of players. I mean, think about it. Mitchell Trubisky will be a year older. He now has this full year of starting experience under his belt, a full year in Matt Nagy's system for him and everyone else in the offense. It won't be the learning process anymore. I mean, I think they're always still learning a little bit and trying to master everything, but it'll be less about installing everything new and more about mastering the different aspects that they've already been working on. You'd have all the offensive line continuity. You'd have all the receivers much more familiar with their quarterback. You'd have the same group of running backs and an offensive line getting used to this style of scheme and play calling from Matt Nagy. Then, of course, defensively, you know, so much meshing with the same starting lineup. You'd have Khalil Mack with a full offseason under his belt and be ready to go 100% week one. You'd have Roquan Smith fully into this defense and not sitting out all of training camp, ready to go week one. And this secondary would be just another year together, locked in to build off of what they did in 2018. I mean, in theory, almost across the board, this same 2018 roster, you bring it back for 2019, it should be pretty much top to bottom a better roster with the exact same players. And on top of that, you get to add in a few draft picks somewhere in there. It's not going to be an impact first round type player with the Khalil Mack trade and the Anthony Miller trades taking away your picks in the first two rounds this year, but adding in that third, fourth, fifth, and seventh round picks can at least give you a little bit of something else, maybe a tiny little bump here and there to just kind of add to the roster. So I think in that sense, there should be a lot of incentive and a lot of reason why the Bears should just go out and re-sign a lot of their players. Why re-signing both Bryce Callahan and Adrian Amos might just be the smartest thing to do for this Bears secondary, to purely maintain that continuity and take a group that was great last year and keep that same ship rolling into 2019 and build off of what they were able to do last year. And I think the same thing kind of applies to almost every single free agent down the list. I mean, I think the only player on the 53-man roster that you definitely don't want back from last year is Cody Parkey, and that one's already gone. Deion Sims, already gone. Sam Acho, the latest release to be added to that list. So there's going to be a few guys. I think Kevin White probably ends up in that conversation. Zach Miller, depending on his injury situation, ends up in that conversation. But for the most part, it would seem to me like if you could just re-sign everybody and start 2019 with that same 2018 roster, this Bears team would be feeling good, sitting good, and be ready to try and take that next step next season. Now, obviously, there are some financial hurdles there. They might not be able to currently afford to re-sign all the players that are set to be free agents, at least not at the prices that they would like to be making as free agents. You could possibly clear up enough room with some other moves that might, again, potentially affect that continuity here and there. So, I mean, like I said, this is not something that's realistically going to happen. It does not happen for any team, particularly at the bottom of the roster. There is a lot of churning. But I think the greater point is, as we move across the offseason, the Bears don't need to do anything in free agency. I mean, as far as outside players, this team does not need, and I emphasize the word need, to add playmakers from the outside to this roster. This was a 12-4 NFC North champion team, a playoff team that was a kicker away from advancing deeper into the playoffs and making that push towards a championship game. It's a very comfortable position for the Bears, and if they were a little bit more comfortable financially, you might see a better chance of this happening, but I think there's going to be at least some of these free agents that the Bears are ultimately going to have to move on from. We'll go player by player through each of those free agents next on Locked On Bears. So as we go through the Bears' own pending free agents, which as we go on, this list might start to dwindle if the Bears do make some moves, but as of now, it seems like they're ready to sit where they do and let the market dictate what's going to happen with their free agents. But I want to try something a little bit different as we go through these names and hopefully have a little bit of fun with it. I don't know how well this is going to go over, but I think it'll be a fun little experiment to try and just dabble in some imaging, is what they call it here, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. At the very least, it'll give us a little bit of structure and maybe make you laugh along the way. So let's start with the Bears' biggest free agents.
Adrian Amos.
At this point, it's pretty clear that the Bears are going to let Adrian Amos test the market. And this is a really deep free agent safety market with a lot of guys that are going to be looking for big-time safety dollars. So I think the Bears are willing to kind of sit this one aside and say, okay, let's see, you know, once Tyrann Mathieu gets a contract, LaMarcus Joyner, Earl Thomas, Clinton Dix, Trey Boston, you start going down the line of free agent safeties. So Adrian Amos fits in there somewhere, but he's not going to be the top in-demand free agent safety. So I think the Bears are willing to kind of sit back and say, you know what, if a team wants to go out and pay Adrian Amos like a top five safety or whatever in the NFL and give him $8, $9, $10 million a year, whatever it's going to take, I think the Bears will be pretty content to let Adrian Amos walk and explore their other options for the safety position. But if the market dictates interest elsewhere and Amos's price tag maintains at a decent level, I think at that point the Bears would be more likely to bring him back. And I think that's at this point the Bears' best strategy. When we look at, you know, would we bring him back? I think at the right price, I think there's a lot of value to that continuity, like we just talked about, but I'm not willing to break the bank on the guy to maintain it. I agree that he doesn't have quite the playmaking ceiling, and I think you can't, with the limited space the Bears have, you can't sink too much money into this player. He's not that valuable to what the Bears do defensively. He's somebody you definitely want to have back, but he's not someone you have to break the bank over necessarily, and if another team is willing to do that, I would be more inclined to let another team do that and not make that move if I'm the Bears. Let's keep it going.
Bryce Callahan.
I think Ryan Pace is coming from a similar place with Bryce Callahan. Again, the injury concerns in his history here makes you weary to give him that top dollar free agent contract. When you look at other free agent slot cornerbacks on the market, he is going to be near the top of the list in terms of talent on the field. There's a few other guys that maybe aren't household names like most slot cornerbacks, so the market for him is a little bit hard to judge. And again, I think if I'm Ryan Pace, the conversation is, well, we want to have you back, Bryce, but we're not going to pay you, you know, $8 million a year because we're not sure we're going to get you for 16 games a season. So I think they'd be interested in having him back. I think they would like to have that kind of talent in the slot, but they don't know how much they can rely on Bryce Callahan. And I think in an ideal world, they'd like to structure that contract the way they're trying to do with Kyle Long's deal, where there's roster bonuses and game incentives that, you know, will pay you top dollar if you're healthy and will not pay you top dollar if you're not healthy. And at this point, Bryce Callahan doesn't have a lot of reason to accept that deal if he feels like he can go out on the open market and get a team to just guarantee him plenty of money and not have any of those restrictions based on availability. So I think the Bears are going to be in a little bit of a holding pattern with Bryce Callahan as well. And he's going to be looking for the same kind of contract Tavon Young got from the Baltimore Ravens. 3 years, $25.8 million. It's good for $8.6 million a year, which is more than I would like to pay Bryce Callahan if I'm general manager of the Chicago Bears. Again, on this defense and with other needs to, and other free agents to be added, you just can't afford to sink that much money into the slot cornerback position. So if Bryce can go out in the open market and get that deal, more power to him, but I'm not willing to invest that much in that player in this defense. Even though I'd like to have him back, and I think it's the most valuable position out of the two between he and Amos, it's just going to be tough to pay Bryce Callahan top dollar. But if he can come back at a lower deal and isn't finding that interest because of his injury concerns, by all means, welcome back Bryce Callahan. Who's next?
Aaron Lynch.
Lynch was pretty solid on the one-year prove-it deal he signed last offseason, but I guess it only really took the form of 3 sacks and an interception, but still, from a pressure standpoint and a consistency standpoint, he was a solid number 3 outside linebacker. I think he's going to be looking for more than another one-year, $4 million contract, but with the Bears releasing Sam Acho, maybe that incentivizes them to bring him back to have different or that consistency at the outside linebacker rotation. But if he's going to be looking for a pay raise now that he's kind of proven himself as a worthwhile and a reliable outside linebacker player again in the NFL, he's going to be looking for another team to potentially up that offer and give him some more money and some maybe some longer-term security. There's some depth in the outside linebacker free agent class, but every team needs pass rushers, and if a team's willing to give him a little bit of a bigger role perhaps and a little bit more money, I could see the Bears not wanting to, again, pay a lot of money for their third outside linebacker. I think if he could come back cheap, that's a move I would make, and I think that's a move the Bears would make, but I am anticipating him seeking a little bit of a bigger paycheck, a little bit of a bigger role, and playing somewhere else in 2019. Those three are kind of the biggest name Bears free agents, but they do have quite a list of depth-type players and a couple other borderline rotational starter guys that they're going to have to decide on and have some interesting decisions to make. We'll get to everybody else next on Locked On Bears. Our Bears free agency preview here continues as we look at the players that the Bears are trying to weigh whether or not to re-sign. Once you get past those few top guys, it becomes more about the depth players elsewhere on your roster, but these are the types of guys that can help you win championships, the guys you have to rely on down the stretch in the season when injuries happen, and the players beyond the starting lineup can sometimes be the difference between the good teams and the great teams, and this is where teams make the best teams make a lot of their money and do a lot of their best work. So let's pick back up with our experiments with imaging.
Pat O'Donnell.
We're only through four players, and that's already starting to hurt my voice here. But Pat O'Donnell, the punter, Ryan Pace expressed interest in bringing him back when he was asked about him at the NFL Combine. O'Donnell had a bounce back year in 2018, better than he was in 2017. Seemed to be a little bit better at getting some more hang time underneath it and getting some better placement, even if the overall distance and length of the punts wasn't all that different. And he's coming off of a one-year deal himself. I would expect the Bears to explore some sort of rookie-type competition for Pat O'Donnell, but based on the interest they've shown, I would expect another kind of short, cheap deal for him. Keep it going, and as long as he's been able to produce and maintains that ability to produce, he'll stay on as the punter.
Brian Witzman.
Witzman surprised a lot of us when he filled in for seven starts and actually played pretty darn consistently in the place of Kyle Long. Now, he's still 28 years old, and if another team sees him as a starting caliber player, I could see him leaving Chicago for a bigger contract and a bigger role on another team. But if those type of opportunities don't really materialize, I would think the Bears would want him back as some pretty valuable starting quality depth, especially with the same injury history of Kyle Long returning for this upcoming season. So I think they'll see what the market will bring for Brian Witzman. They'd like to have him back, but if another team will pay, they'll let him go.
The other guys.
I shouldn't have committed to this imaging for such a long list of free agents, but we're going to group together sort of the rest of the rest of these Bears free agents. You have a group of semi-contributors and mostly special teams guys with Josh Bellamy, Daniel Brown, Benny Cunningham, Michael Burton, all four of them unrestricted free agents. And you know, we'll throw Eric Kush in there as well as backups. Kush, not so much on the special team standpoint, but and Michael Burton playing offensively at fullback at times. And I would expect the Bears to retain a few of these guys, you know, for just purely for special teams. You know, Bellamy, a guy they've consistently liked there. Daniel Brown can do that and still add some depth at tight end, where they only currently have two players under contract for next year. Cunningham, again, can do some return game stuff, can be good in pass protection on third downs, but seemed to lose that role to Taquan Mizell, and I would expect Cunningham to likely be gone. If Nagy wants the fullback to still be part of the offense, I would expect Burton to potentially be that guy. Brown, some tight end depth, but some other potential competition there. And Bellamy just keeps finding a way to stick around. And if he'll come back on another cheap one-year deal, he should be back. As for Eric Kush, he really lost out his role to Brian Witzman much of last year. So if Witzman goes on to another role, maybe there's a chance for Kush to kind of come back and be that hybrid backup center, backup guard, and kind of provide some of that valuable depth. But really seemed to be, I don't know if in the doghouse is accurate, but I was expecting more opportunity for Eric Kush this year. Thought he played plenty well when he was in the game, but loses the left guard spot to Daniels. Doesn't really get a shot at right guard in place of Witzman, and His future is a little bit unclear as to how much the Bears want him back, but I think he's valuable and versatile offensive line depth that I'd definitely bring back on a cheap one-year deal.
The restricted free agents.
The Bears have six players who will be either restricted free agents or exclusive rights free agents, which is a slightly different concept. The three regular restricted free agents are safety DeAndre Houston Carson, tight end Ben Broniker, and long snapper Patrick Scales. Now, the restricted free agent tender price has gone up this year to be about $2 million, so I would not expect any of those three players to get the tenders from the Chicago Bears, which would mean they will all become unrestricted free agents that can sign with any team, but I would expect the Bears to try and potentially bring back all three at much cheaper prices. Houston Carson, still a young safety, the former sixth-round pick, a good special teams player who can fill in some depth at safety if they need to, but not really been asked to do much of that at all so far in his career. Ben Broniker, the fourth tight end, special teams player, can play some fullback, is still kind of developing, still only 25 years old. I think the Bears want to keep seeing what they can get out of him. And then the 31-year-old long snapper was one of the league's better long snappers last year. Pro Football Focus charts long snaps, I'll have you know. And he had zero bad snaps on 79 field goal snaps and four bad snaps on 71 punt snaps. His punt snap accuracy ranked about 15th in the NFL, which is middle of the pack, but of course, 100% accuracy on the field goals and extra points. He is a fine long snapper, well above average across the board. So you bring him back if he's coming back at the same kind of bottom tier financial considerations. Then there are the three exclusive rights free agents of the Chicago Bears. That would be Roy Robertson-Harris, Isaiah Irving, and Rashad Coward. And the way exclusive rights free agency works, it's hardly even free agency. The team is basically just allowed to offer them a contract above or at the minimum for their number of seasons in the league, and they can either accept that deal or sit out a whole year. Those are basically their two choices. There's no negotiating leverage. It's just kind of a forced contract free agency. So I would fully expect Roy Robertson-Harris to get that offer. I would expect Isaiah Irving to get that offer to be back for some outside linebacker depth. And I think they're still interested enough in Rashad Coward as the developmental offensive line prospect, formerly a defensive lineman in college at Old Dominion, just to kind of see what they could still develop out of him. So I would expect, you know, all three of those guys getting deals well under $1 million, just another one-year deal for them, before they can then become regular restricted free agents next offseason. So those are the 14 top Bears upcoming free agents set to run out of their contracts in the new league year. We didn't touch on every single bottom of the roster guy, but we sure got pretty darn close there, and we only have so much time, and I only have so much voice to be able to crank out that imaging. I hope you had a little bit of fun with that sound and just to mix up our podcast a little bit here. Hopefully it at least made you smile, or if you got sick of it by the end, I understand that as well. But let me know either way, whether it be on Twitter at Locked On Bears, in the Locked On Bears Facebook group. You can email us, lockedonbears@gmail.com, or you can give us a call or a text on the Locked On Bears phone line. That phone number is 312-620-8590. Don't forget, I want to hear your free agent wish lists for Monday's upcoming podcast. In the meantime, we're going to preview the free agent safety market and the free agent cornerback market before things really get rolling next week. And we will keep you up to date on everything that happens throughout the tampering period and the free agency period, right here with your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Free agency isn't going to be as exciting as it's been in the last couple of years, but no matter who the Bears go out and bring in, whether it's their own guy or someone else from another roster, it's still going to give you a reason
to bear down.